and delighted to welcome into the studio my guest for, or indeed our guest, I beg your pardon, for this afternoon, Steve Baverstock of the Quay Street Massage Centre. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about all things massage centre, just around the corner, in fact, of course.
Just around the corner in Quay Street.
A hop, skip and a jump if you can do it. Yes.
Not, yeah. If you can't, then come and see us.
Exactly my point. Anyway, it's free advertising,
exactly,
no problem at all.
Straight away.
But a new business, an established business, where are we?
It's a completely new business.
Oh, okay.
We've just recently moved to the Isle of Wight, myself and my partner Sandy Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very similar business on the mainland, which we ran for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sold up at Christmas, had a guy come in that was very interested in buying the business, took it off our hands. We couldn't work locally for a year because of contract commitments.
Exclusions, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, hey, we've always wanted to move away. And we've always loved the Isle of Wight, so why not go and do it and have a bit of time over there?
Fabulous.
Came over here, had a look around, found a lovely building in Quay Street, and thought, right, we're going to do the same thing again and replicate the same business again.
Wonderful. So welcome to the island to you and
your
partner. It's great to have you on board with us here on the delightful Isle of Wight. And so how have you found the island to begin with, settling in?
Settling in's been no problem at all. It's what's not to like.
Mm.
I think since we've been here, there's been a festival every weekend.
Yes.
So if you like your music like we do, it's been fantastic.
Fantastic.
So we've been to as many as
we
can.
So the new business, Quay Street's a lovely, lovely spot. I mean,
yes,
one of our, I think, many people's favourite spots in Newport, and in fact across the island, such a historic part of town, right across the quay from us where we are now, and you were lucky enough to find premises there, and you've started this business. So how's it going?
It's obviously, with all new businesses, it's about getting the name out there. So we've really been spending the last 2 to 3 months getting the name out, marketing, doing lots of adverts, things like Postfest, we were obviously highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously things like this, we're getting everything out we can and making people aware that of really what our business is, and that is that we are a massage centre. We're not a beautician doing massage. We're not a physiotherapist. We do massage.
Can you just elaborate on that just a little bit? Because that's an interesting distinction you make there in terms of being a massage centre, as you call it. Now, obviously, with long experience on the North Island, as we call it, in the same sort of business. But how would you distinguish for people who are not clear on the difference? What is a massage centre?
It's a very important thing. There aren't massage centres out there. We basically developed into a massage centre. What we try to do is we're making massage basically available to the masses. In the past, if a chap or a lady wanted a massage because of a muscular problem or a stress-related problem, their avenues were pretty limited. They either went to a beautician or a beauty salon, which certainly fellas didn't want to go to, or you go to a spa, which is quite a laborious amount of time you're going to use there. So what we're trying to do is make a massage a very simple process to have. With price, we make the price very reasonable so people aren't obstructive from having a massage because of price.
Sure.
And then we're making it accessible in the fact that it's our premises are very user friendly. They're very, especially for fellas who are very, very worried about having a massage. You know, it's a very intimate process.
Sure.
You know, you're going to get semi-naked, if you like. And so a lot of guys were put off having them. So certainly fellas that had injuries, ladies that had injuries, sought help from a doctor, which is always the first port of call. But if they wanted something that wasn't as serious as that, they didn't really have an avenue to go to. Simple professional massage done
so
regularly.
This also relates, you're hinting there, alluding to say sports related injuries.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of sports on the island there, so I can see that that's a big
sure,
market.
Sure. Certainly sports massage, deep tissue massage is very, very important, just to keep people doing the sports they want to do. I think that's more than what we do, is we're trying to let people carry on enjoying their occupations, their life. A lot of our injuries are occupational injuries, so they're people that work, tradesmen. We have an awful lot of tradesmen. When we had our business on the mainland, 40% of our clients were male, and out of that 40%, I would say 2/3 of that were tradesmen.
Really?
Who the problem with these guys is that obviously once you do some work with them, the next day they go and put the problem back in again.
Yeah.
It's an occupational injury.
Sort of repetitive strain kind of stuff.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we do and what we say to them is just regular massage, not necessarily weekly, but once a month, will help them cope with their lifestyle.
Mm.
It's as simple
right.
as that.
Mm.
So it's a very, we're trying to make it a very simple process.
Excellent.
Excellent stuff. Well, look, we're going to come back and talk some more about this. A fascinating new business you're introducing to the island and highlighting. I mean, I was unaware of the nature of a massage centre and what particular market it was aiming at. And I'm much clearer on that now. So, tremendous. But we'll come
you're
back
a
and
fella,
talk.
With respect.
It's not very often I get respect from you at all.
No,
actually.
I know. So aren't you lucky?
I'm gonna use this in a trailer for the show, I think. Can we edit that bit and use it? Brandon, can we? Yeah, all right.
No.
I'll speak to him later. It's not often it happens, to be fair. We're going to go to another track now and come back and talk to Stephen Baverstock of the Quay Street Massage Centre here, a new business on the island. Fascinating stuff. This one from Bizarre Inc. Bizarre Inc. there featuring Angie Brown. Great track. I'm going to get you. I know where you live. Don't you worry about that. 22 minutes past 2 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to The Baroness and The Knight. Kim and Andy with you through till 4 here on Vectis Radio. And with us, our studio guest this afternoon, delighted to have with us, Steve Baverstock of a new business, as you've just been learning, Quay Street Massage Centre. So, Steve, you were talking, and we were talking just off air a little bit there, because as a male, as Kim so generously pointed out, thank you for that. with or without respect, I mean, it's something that unless I had a sports injury or a specific injury that I incurred during the course of a trade or whatever, that I probably wouldn't with respect have thought about having a massage per se. But it's interesting what you're saying in terms of the service you're providing and targeting, and as a massage centre. So can you give us a little bit more of a flavour of a male or female, young or old? And I know, Kim, you want to come in on that. But what can we actually expect when we arrive in Quay Street?
Yeah, it's very important. When you first arrive at Quay Street, you'll come in, you'll see me. I actually run the front of house of the business, which I think is also makes it a little bit easier for gents to come in, because they're seeing me first. I don't handle any of the massages.
Oh, right.
That's done by my partner, Sandy Hewitt, who basically looks after everything to do with the therapies. She takes care of the therapists as well, so that's her department. But what will happen is they come in, they have a chat with me first. They will then go off with one of the therapists, who will spend about 10 minutes with them having a consultation and basically finding out exactly what they expect from the massage, what the problems are, what the problem areas are. Once they've done that, they will then get an hour's massage tailored or bespoke, if you like, to what they need. It's not a question, although we're practicing all sorts of massages or forms of massages, we will tailor it to suit what they need.
Forgive me interrupting you, Steve, there, but that's an interesting point again, because I would have assumed, incorrectly as it turns out, that not being familiar with a massage centre, as I've already mentioned, but I would have assumed that I would have been sort of looking at a tariff of packages. But what you're saying is it works the other way, that it's actually designed from a consultation point of view to suit my needs, rather than me picking from a list of massage sessions types.
Absolutely, Andy. It's very important. Although we will list everything that we do, so people will be familiar with the massage we're showing, which will be sports massage, deep tissue, basically the massage you can see a lot of other places as well. But what we basically do is we're gonna take bits from all of those massages, all different pressures, to get the result the guy's looking for or the lady's looking for.
Right.
So whether they're just coming in with a stress-related problem, they want a nice soft massage, we would do them the nice soft massage. If a guy's coming in with a particular problem, a muscular problem, we will do whatever it takes to get that problem sorted. So it's a bespoke massage. And once he's had that massage with us, he will then get that repeated the next time he comes.
So that will kind of be, you know,
his
personalized
massage.
And it will be held, as it were, on file.
Absolutely. Everything is filed, everything's noted. Obviously, everything goes onto computer. The other reason for that is if he comes in again at a time that's suitable for him or her, and they can't get the therapist they had last time, the other therapist or whatever therapist is available, they will have the notes, the massage will be repeated.
Excellent.
It's very important that you get that
continuity.
Fluidity. Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That, if I can come in there,
yeah,
that really is the difference between a massage centre and a spa or a beautician, because you will get to pick off a list. I like the sound of this. I like this a lot. How often would you recommend people to have massage? Because I read a lot about you should massage or have massages regularly to keep your body working and flowing. How often would you, as an expert, recommend?
Well, without sort of steering clear of that question, it's as many times as you need it, depending on what you're doing.
Okay.
An athlete will have massages more. If you look at a professional football team, you know, they probably have about 8 or 9 massage therapists within the club. So they're going to get massaged every single day before and after training. Now, if it's an occupational problem you've got, i.e., like I say, you're a driver, you're working at a desk, we have a lot of people that come in that work at desks and have back problems, then probably once you've had 1, 2, maybe 3 in a short space of time, then it's the top up. Because we've got to a stage where we're coping with what your problem is. So maybe once a month, maybe, you know, bi-monthly. You know, you'll know. You'll tell us. What we won't do is looking to tie you into 6 massages and you pay up front. It's nothing like that.
So it's on a session-by-session basis.
Absolutely. I mean,
can I just ask you, I mean, I would, again, not knowing a great deal about this this field, but I would have associated stress release, stress-busting massage, as it were, just literally, I think you were alluding to it a little bit there, Kim, that, you know, yeah, I mean, in terms of just a relaxation, as opposed to, as you've highlighted, which is very interesting, the specific targeted for male or female, whether it's job or sports related and injuries and so on, but just for feeling good, as you
general
were saying,
well-being.
Kim, general well-being. I mean, you providing that service as well with what you were referring to as a soft massage, am I right?
I mean, it would be a much softer massage. I mean, but don't get me wrong, we're not, you know, getting away from pampering and looking after people. That's a part of our business as well. And it's certainly something that we will take care of with a softer massage. And it's also about the person being very, very happy with their surroundings. That's the big thing. A lot of times when people go to spas, they feel quite intimidated before they even get into
that's
the place.
When
you come
true.
To us, you're going to have a nice, you know, relaxed atmosphere, a friendly atmosphere. All of our people that work for us have got to have people skills. It's so important. Otherwise, you won't get the person that's coming in. They won't be talking back to you. You need that feedback to make sure your pressure is good, that you're giving them, or it's too much, or it's too little. So there's a good bit of communication going on. Must have people skills.
Very important. The sound of this a lot. It's good.
I like the sound of that because so often you go for a relaxed massage. Excuse me, may I? And you get a therapist who chats to you the entire time, and actually you're there to sort of relax and just chill out. And what did you do for the weekend? And have you got anything planned? And where did you go on holiday? And it's like, and communication is all. And I have been known to say, can you just please be quiet?
A good therapist should know within 30 seconds what type of patient they've got there, and how much talking needs to be done, and how much they need to keep quiet. That's people skills.
Fascinating stuff. I think if we go to a short break now, if we may, Stephen, come back to you, because I'm sure a lot of people listening will be interested in the more sort of nuts and bolts issues in terms of contact details, and maybe an indication of the sort of pricing, session pricing, if you could help us out with that and give us a bit more information on that, that'd be brilliant. So Steve Baverstock of the Quay Street Massage Centre with us in the studio with Kim and Andy at the moment. Coming back with two, Steve, in just a moment or two after these, and the latest from Leona Lewis. It's called I Am. Well, I'm not sure, but I'll check.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
That's quite a big sound there, isn't it? The latest from Leona Lewis. Quite nice, that one, I think. I am.
Yes.
Or in my case, I probably was.
I have been. Any advance?
Yes. There's a fair chance that you will be. 24 minutes to 3 o'clock here. Tuesday afternoon, you're listening to The Baroness and the Knight. Kim and Andy with you through till 4. The studio guest with us this afternoon is Steve Baverstock. Very happy to have Steve in the studio from the new business just opened up literally around the corner from us here at the Riverside Centre in Quay Street, and it is called Quay Street Massage Centre. So, Steve, I know that, Kim, you wanted to ask a little bit more about age range.
Yeah, because we were talking in the break, and, I mean, being a middle-aged woman who has regular massage, I tend to see other middle-aged women. I mean, is it something that can be applied to younger or older, indeed elderly?
Yeah, absolutely, Kim. We in our last business, we were looking after young kids that were studying for exams, who were getting stress-related problems. They were coming to us just to chill out before they had their examinations. We have ladies in their 70s, 80s, gentlemen in their 70s and 80s and 90s. I think we had a 92-year-old lady.
Wow.
We have one rule.
Excellent.
And that is, if you can get up our stairs, you can have a massage.
Okay.
And that basically keeps us safe. And obviously, you know, we treat all ages, no problem at all.
So if I can come back to you, that's fascinating. I mean, literally covering from cradle to grave almost. I mean, it's a marvellous service. So what are we talking? Let's talk nuts and bolts about this. What are we talking in terms of pricing on this, Steve?
Well, obviously, in our price list, we list all the massage styles that are familiar to you that you can have. Mm. But basically, a one-hour massage with us is $39.75 for the hour.
Mm-hmm.
We also give you, when you leave, a voucher that if you come back within a month, you'll get your second one-hour massage for $29.75,
okay.
Which basically means your first two massages will be around £34 each.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being, from our point of view, if you have two massages with us, we should be able to keep your interest.
Okay.
That should give us enough time to do it.
Okay. And, I mean, obviously, in terms of accessibility for working people, as you've alluded to earlier when we were chatting, school people as well, and all people, really, in terms of their busy lives, what are we talking about in terms of hours?
Yeah, it's a good point, and you're right, it is a problem to a lot of people. But what we do is Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, so the early part of the week, we're open from 2 o'clock through till late.
Mm-hmm.
And by late, I mean our last session is 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh,
that's
okay,
really
great.
Good.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Very,
Thursday,
very
Friday
good.
And Saturday, we work from 9:30 in the morning through till 3 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So mornings and afternoons are catered for right the way through the week. So we should find a time that will suit someone.
All right, excellent. Superb stuff.
Very good.
And can you give us a few contact details in terms of phone numbers? Have you a website or any other way? Yeah,
you can get all the details on our website, which is www.keystreetmassage.co.uk. Our phone number is 01983 533 835.
Okay, excellent stuff. Well, what we'll be doing is we'll be putting this interview up on the Vectis Radio website when it's edited out for you, Steve. So anyone who thinks that they know someone, perhaps their partner or someone who's unable to listen live at the moment, then you will be able to access all this information and listen to this interview. Fascinating stuff with Steve Maverstock. Yeah, of course.
Just one more point as well, just so everybody out there knows, I actually handle everything to do with the business side of Key Street Massage. My partner, Sandy Hewitt, will handle everything to do with the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to have male and female therapists, but at the moment we have female therapists, but we will employ all.
Okay, wonderful.
Excellent.
Well, Steve,
excellent.
It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. We wish you well in your new life on the island with your partner.
Excellent, thank
you. And with the new business as well. Marvellous stuff. We wish
thank
you all the very best of luck. Steve Baverstock of Key Street Massage Centre.